The Dogs of Desire, the Albany Symphony's rock-inspired new music ensemble, and music director David Alan Miller will perform and record a concert of American composer David Malamud's most successful commissions for the ensemble over the past 10 years. Both the public concert and private recording session will take place at Skidmore College's Zankel Hall in Saratoga Springs, with several notable vocalists participating. The public concert is taking place this Friday. That's the 22nd at 8 o'clock. It is a great pleasure to welcome David Alan Miller and David Malamud to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, gentlemen.
Hi, Joe. It's great to be with you, as always.
Very nice to have you here and to talk about this cool thing. So how does this work, David? You have the public concert, which ultimately then becomes kind of a rehearsal for the recording?
Oh, we'd never say rehearsal. Actually, the recording is going to be thrilling, but it's not really, you know, important.
Well, it's
for
not public.
It's not public, so it's not important for our listeners to know that much about it. But basically, Friday night, we're performing all of this music with these two incredible singers. And the next day, Saturday, we're spending 7 hours putting down all the orchestral, all the instrumental tracks. And then David and I are going to be going down to the city and also to Los Angeles to record vocal, the vocal tracks with these singers who are participating Friday night and some other singers. But the exciting thing is that we've got all of David's major works for the Dogs of Desire that he's generated over, what, 10 or 12 years?
10, 12 years.
All together in one place. And they're just incredibly fabulous. But I want to speak, before I let you talk again, Joe, to the most important issue this weekend, which is, as you know, weather.
Weather.
And let me just say that we just 5 minutes ago looked at the weather report, and there are all these little sunny icons, truly, Friday and Saturday, and no indication of snow. So for all those listeners who spend a lot of time down in New York City and Boston, this is a great weekend not to go to those terribly dangerous places, but to stay here in sunny, warm Saratoga, on the Gulf, and come to our concert Friday night.
It's funny you mention that, because I was supposed to fly out this afternoon to Washington and to visit family, and I was going to be there through
Washington State or
Washington D.C.
D.C.
And D.C. is going to get slammed, apparently.
Yeah, you don't want to go there,
and
Joe.
So
you want to go to
Saratoga. I canceled
exactly.
It.
Exactly. See? And you're wondering.
And I said to my family, well, look, I know it's bad for you because I'm not going to be there, but I get to see
the Dogs of Desire instead.
Right. Yes.
You can invite them up from Washington. Yeah. That'd be a good idea.
Get them out of the
danger zone. So all you New York-y kinds of, New York City, Boston-y kind of people, don't go there this weekend. I'm telling you, it's going to be sunny and warm in Saratoga.
All right.
Truly.
Can I ask questions now?
Of course. I'm
excellent.
Sorry.
No, that's a problem.
Because, you know, one bit of weather and everybody stays home. It's always a little daunting.
Well, that's why you're here, to, make sure we get butts in the seats.
Absolutely.
So how did you, I'll ask this of David Alan Miller, and then David, I promise we'll talk to you. But how did you, this partnership come about? You've been working together for a long time. How did this?
I have no idea. I have no long-term memory. Okay. I don't even know how. I just knew that David was a very gifted, rather unknown composer at the time. He was a much younger person, as was I, because it was probably 10 or 12 years ago. But we asked him to write a piece for the ensemble. And, you know, I should probably just preface this with a little description of the Dogs of Desire, because it's a very singular group in the world of American orchestras and world orchestras.
More than rock-inspired new music ensemble?
Well, yeah, in that most orchestras don't have a new music ensemble at all, and none of them have a rock-inspired standing new music ensemble. So this is all of our principal players. It's a 16-member instrumental ensemble. So it's like one of each string, woodwind, brass, but then a drummer, a synth keyboard player, and usually two female vocalists who sing kind of in a pop jazz way. And we only play commissioned works by young American composers inspired by American popular culture. So when I told David Malamud, this unknown young composer, that, he came back with this glorious piece of music. I don't even remember what the first one was.
The Latin piece. Amores Secretos.
Amores Secretos, which is a Telemundo, an imaginary Telemundo, a daytime Latin television show in Spanish about two women who come to a funeral parlor to grieve over their dead husband and discover that he had two wives. And it becomes this kind of cat fight. It's an incredible thing and very funny. And so he wrote so beautifully for the group, and it was so much fun, and the audience just loved it and screamed and yelled because it was so fabulous, that every year subsequently we basically commissioned another piece from him. And that's how our beautiful partnership was born.
Excellent. You agree with that?
I agree with everything you said, yeah.
Okay. So what has that partnership meant for you? And when you get that call, is it pretty much anything that you want and or work on, or do they are they is David a little more specific and say, oh, we'd like to move in perhaps this direction?
Well, he's always given me a tremendous amount of freedom to do what I want. Sometimes there are limitations or there's maybe a theme to the show. For example, there was one year it was, I think, Europe. It had to be inspired by something to do with Europe. So it's always very vague and always gives you a lot of freedom. And that year I ended up writing a French piece called Last Call at the Folies Bergères, which was inspired by French music from kind of turn of the century to the mid-60s.
It's a total masterpiece. It's unbelievable. It's like a whole opera musical theater piece about the Folies Bergères, and it's spectacular. It's great.
And I remember when I was working on that piece, I was originally going to do something like Postcards from Europe. It was going to be kind of an Italian piece and maybe a flamenco song and then a French song. And then I was talking to David about it, and he said, you know, I think it would be much more interesting if you tried to do the whole thing in just in one style, which was terrifying for me because, you know, you can always kind of take the token sound of this and the token sound from that world. But to really get deep within a style and come from it from that perspective was something that scared me, but I trusted David, and so I pushed myself to do it. And so I've learned and gained and grown a lot from David's guidance, as well as writing for the ensemble.
So I talk to writers a lot, and writers will often tell me that if they think, maybe even the same thing that you're talking about, I was going to do Postcards, and they'll have some idea, they'll have something down on some scraps of paper, and then they'll put that aside and focus, as you indicated. Will that flamenco piece that never saw the light of day for this commission, does that eventually work its way into something else? Or not until you fully engage and say consciously, I want to work on that?
It depends. I mean, in this case, it was just a concept for a piece.
Yes.
So when the concept
you think of the concept, you don't think of it musically of, oh, this is something that comes to my mind, I can do that.
In the sense, like, do I get a flamenco tune in my head? And then, no, it's generally, it starts with the concept. And right now, everything I have
We all have flamenco tunes in our
heads. Yeah, but then once we've agreed to it, he gets a bunch of flamenco tunes.
Oh, I get, yeah.
So I'm sure there's a flamenco piece in the future.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, yeah, I hope. But yeah, a lot of times now I need something dramatic. I need a dramatic structure to write to. So once I have that, the music starts to come very naturally.
But so just to describe the concert a little bit, I mean, there are how many total pieces? It's like
seven
pieces. Yeah. And they range in length from about 25 minutes to about 3 minutes, right?
Exactly.
And most of them are like whole little mini musical theater pieces or almost mini operas, but they're all in this incredibly witty, fabulously accessible idiom. So there's a great Irish piece. There's this magnificent French piece he mentioned. There are these gorgeous Victorian parlor songs. There's a glam rock piece called Lizard Man, which
glam
is
metal.
Glam metal. Glam sorry, metal. Not glam rock. Glam metal called Lizard Man, and a great
Lizard Man.
There's a Lawrence Welk tribute. He went to the University of Albany. David announced it the last time we did the show. The Lizard Man did go.
Who is the Lizard Man?
Well, it was loosely inspired by the story Eric Sprague.
Oh,
who
right.
tried to turn himself into a lizard, but
we
just took that and kind of went in a very different direction and just were talking about what might inspire someone to do that. And so we decided, you know, crafted the story around, and this is with the lyricist, his name is Michael Cooper, crafted a story around a boy who loves lizards and is relentlessly teased and eventually grows up and decides he's going to turn himself into a lizard and get revenge on his adversaries.
So it's like a 12-minute lizard version of Tommy. And what I have to emphasize is David has such a keen ear.
If your phone isn't ringing at Albany Symphony, I don't know what's going on now.
This is the problem with the Dogs of Desire. People don't understand what it is until they see it. I have these wonderful board member donors who came and saw the French piece, and since then they've just been huge Dogs of Desire fans, and they've helped us make this concert happen. And so once you see it, it's incredible, and especially David's music, because he's got such an incredible ear. He uses the instruments so beautifully, but he's got this great ability to sort of capture any idiom, pop idiom, traditional folk idiom, like in this Irish piece. So it's these wonderful vignette-y kinds of fabulous musical theater pieces, some on the rock side, some on the rather, you know, like these Victorian parlor songs.
Metal
are
side.
And David often also writes his own lyrics, which are uproariously funny. So it's just a great evening of entertainment, of kind of musical theater entertainment. And I'd love him to tell you a little bit about the two singers who are singing in the concert, because they're unbelievable.
These are Broadway people.
Broadway people, yeah. We have Brian Charles Rooney and Christiane Knoll. Christiane Knoll has a Tony nomination. For Ragtime, and is just amazing. And Brian is kind of a phenomenon. He's got a wonderful baritone. He's got a wonderful tenor voice, but also has this high soprano,
which is a celebrated soprano. So he does one of the two female roles in the Telemundo novella with these two women screaming at each other, and it's unbelievable. When I heard him, I worked with him that last week down in the city. I'd never met them before. They were unbelievable, just incredible. So for musical theater lovers, to see Christiane Knoll up close like this is just a real gift.
So, and I apologize for being slow on this, but when we say that these are the commissions, these would not necessarily have been commissioned by ASO?
These were all commissioned by the Dogs of Desire.
So
you're not only looking at a major body of David's work over the last 10 years, you're looking at a major body of what the Dogs of Desire have created.
So you have worked on all of this.
We've performed
them all of it.
With different singers. But that's what's kind of exciting about this, is that these Broadway singers, because these pieces are so Broadway-like, just bring a whole new level of drama and excitement to the pieces.
So why record it?
So what?
Why record it?
So that the world can hear these pieces. These pieces are unbelievable.
You want another Grammy, don't you?
Well, at least one. We have so many discs sort of in the can, ready to be released, that we're very hopeful that we'll
you
be smiled on in the future.
You're nominated for the other
That's
one.
That's true. Well, this is a whole different genre, which is what's so exciting, because we can enter this
new category.
We can enter this in non-classical categories. It's totally thrilling. We're all excited.
I assume you won a Grammy.
Long wanted a Grammy.
Yeah,
he deserves a Grammy. I don't know what's wrong with
I need
people.
A Grammy.
And when you're not doing their commissions, do you work mostly in commission?
I work all sorts of things. I mean, I've been doing a lot of theater stuff lately. But really, anytime anytime there's music needed, I'm willing to go there.
We'll work for food.
Exactly, yeah.
Sure. And, this is a beautiful performance, and it's happening on, and it's great weather. It's taking place Friday, January 22nd at 8 o'clock at the Zantel
Hall. That unbelievable space.
Saratoga Springs. Absolutely beautiful. And great vocalists, beautiful music, a wonderful time. And you can find out more by going to albanysymphony.com. Albanysymphony.com for the performance taking place Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Zantel Hall in Saratoga Springs on the campus of Skidmore College. David Alan Miller and David Malamud, I thank you very much for being with us. Have a beautiful evening, not only performing on Friday night, but best of luck to you over the weekend. Putting it all together and recording. Sounds very exciting.
Family concert on Sunday at 3 o'clock at St. Kiel also. So we got a big weekend at the Albany Symphony.
Excellent.
Yeah, Star Warriors, the opera.
I saw the billboard for that. It looked very cool.
It's very wacky, but not as wacky and brilliant. And, I mean, David's thing is going to be incredible. So thank you, Joe, for having us.
AlbanySymphony.com. AlbanySymphony.com. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being
with
us.
Thank you.
It's always good to have
you
here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.